Taylor Lawrence, journalist who targeted Pamela Geller's children, plays victim over VC criticism. By Alam Bokhari on July 3, 2020. Taylor Lawrence, the former Daily Beast reporter who doxed Pamela Geller's children, causing them to lose their jobs, is now complaining that venture capitalists want to destroy her career because they criticized Lawrence on social media. Tech censorship supporter Lawrence, who now writes for the New York Times, posted a long Twitter thread complaining about criticism from venture capitalists, in particular the angel investor Balaji Srinivasan. Lawrence says Srinivasan is constantly trying to destroy my career because he criticizes her on the internet. Lawrence, who published the story The Instagram Stars Hiding Their Famous Muslim-Hating Mom, Pamela Geller, which caused Geller's two daughters to be mobbed with abusive tweets and lose their role as hosts of a social media talk show, says she has built a reputation as someone who is fair, empathetic, and honest. The tweet that sparked Lawrence's was a post in which Srinivasan called Lawrence a disgraceful journalist. But Lawrence failed to mention that the tweet was a sarcastic re-rendering of what Lawrence herself had posted earlier in the day, about a tech CEO. Lawrence cut off the screenshot of Srinivasan's original tweet, making it look like the criticism came out of nowhere and not as a response to Lawrence's similar message about the Away Luggage CEO. Lawrence, who recently wrote a piece for the New York Times Signal boosting high school kids who mob classmates that are accused of racism, and called Pamela Geller an Islamophobe in her piece about the Islam critics' children, also complained that Srinivasan was unfairly accusing her of racism on Clubhouse, an invite-only chat app popular among Silicon Valley's elite. The story has now attracted attention from the rest of the left-wing tech media, including Vice Tech Vertical Motherboard, which published a story highlighting growing criticism of their profession from venture capitalists, who appear to be tiring of the left-wing media's antics. Motherboard quoted a number of people on Clubhouse who had scathing remarks about the current state of tech journalism, and about Lawrence herself. "You can't fucking hit somebody, attack them and just say, 'Hey, I have ovaries and therefore, you can't fight back,'" said Felicia Horowitz, founder of the Horowitz Family Foundation and wife of venture capitalist Ben Horowitz. "When it comes to our industry, there's a really, really toxic dynamic that exists right now," said Nate Jones, an Andreessen Horowitz venture capitalist, who argued that the dynamics of social media and internet traffic were incentivizing bad journalism. Because those stories were so popular and drove so much traffic, they also created a market for more of those stories. "Are you an insider at Google, Reddit, Facebook, Twitter, or any other tech company who wants to confidentially reveal wrongdoing or political bias at your company? Reach out to Alam Bokhari at his secure email address alambokhari@protonmail.com. Alam Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News.